Well, welcome back to Pastors Roundtable. As always, joining me are all of our pastors, our Senior Pastor Derek Thomas, Senior Associate David Lawton, Gabe Fleur, Brian Boltz, and of course, I am Josh Squires. Well, today we want to talk about what it is that people are hearing as far as challenges people are facing in their various ministry areas. As we push into now 7 and 8 weeks of being in this quarantine, people seem to be moving through different stages where there was high fear and high anger, and now there seems to be a bit of a restlessness or an antsiness. And so I just wanted to find out what you guys are hearing from the people in your ministry area and how they're struggling through this time, maybe even what we can be doing to help them. So, Brian, would you mind starting us off?
Be happy to, Josh. Thank you for the question. I've noticed in my conversations with seniors, and particularly single seniors, that they're doing quite well health-wise, most of them. They're able to have access to the things that they need. A lot of stores and so forth have services of delivery and pickup and that kind of thing. Or they have, in many cases, family and friends nearby, good neighbors that are checking on them. But loneliness is probably the biggest obstacle that some that I've talked with are dealing with. And so I've noticed that my conversations with them by phone have been lengthier. People just seem to be hungrier for interaction and want to discuss things, which I'm happy to do. And as this thing continues to lengthen out, I do need to be mindful of that, of the difficulty of just being alone for that length of time is difficult. You know, mentally and spiritually, as well as physically, people just need interaction. And so I think just being a listening ear to them and being conscious of the fact that many of them are struggling with loneliness, particularly widows, is a good thing. And want to be attentive to that in my conversations with them.
Any suggestions for how, you know, any of us, any of the pastors or maybe any of the members, church members who might be listening to this, how they might help those who are older and widowed and alone, single through this time?
I would encourage, you're still talking to Brian?
Yes, but
I'm
Derek,
on the
you're
struggle
free.
Bus on this call because my video isn't working. I am so tired of Zoom right now.
I think we're all tired of Zoom. Sorry. Go ahead, Brian.
I would just encourage folks to reach out to seniors that they know and have a relationship with to any extent they can, whether it's a phone call or an email or, you know, even a front yard conversation if you have neighbors who are church members, just to check on those that you know. And maybe that all they need is a conversation or someone to pray with or someone to listen to. But I would encourage folks to reach out to those that the Lord lays on their hearts to strengthen those relationships within the church body during this time. And certainly, you know, as pastors, we're always available to hear concerns, to pray with folks, and to listen to folks as well.
Great. Thank you, Brian. David Lawton, how are people in your ministry area? What are you hearing about them and how they might be struggling at this time?
Thanks, Josh. In a similar way to Brian, it is a time while we're trying to maintain social distancing where we yearn to be with one another. And I was thinking last night how that God has created us in his image. There's a Trinity in the Godhead and that we too have that relational social dimension, especially as we've come into the family of believers where we so much long to be with and benefit from one another. And so in a similar fashion to what Brian is saying, a number of people are struggling with the idea of having to be alone more. One aspect in particular are those who are in the hospital. We recently had several members in the hospital who were unable to have even a fellow family member visit them. And that's beginning to change in our community a little bit gradually, with some hospitals beginning to restore some visitation of only family members. But it's a significant issue if you think about a surgery being dropped off at the curb, going in to have your surgery without family there, without a pastor there, and during your hospital stay. And so many are dealing with loneliness and with the fear that can come with being alone. Most of us don't do great when we are alone. And I think in addition to the suggestion that Brian gave that was so helpful about phone calls and appropriate conversations, respecting the distancing guidelines, I know many members have benefited from cards. Many of our widowed or shut-in members are receiving cards from fellow believers, and that has greatly cheered their soul. I think even as pastors, we've received some correspondence, some words of encouragement and cheer, and how much they've meant to us. So that's just another thought of maybe a way in which we as a body can seek to love one another well.
That's great. And I had even thought about the hospital aspect of this. You know, I mean, most people are just hanging on. When you go in for surgery, you're afraid, understandably so. And having someone there that you love and trust, family member, a pastor, helps ease your mind somewhat. And to go in by yourself, gosh, that's got to be so difficult. So let's be praying for those people. And man, cards, taking the time to handwrite a card in this digital age really means a lot to a lot of people. That's a great suggestion. All right, Dr. Fleurer, how about you, brother? What are you seeing in your ministry area?
Well, thanks, Josh. And I am so grateful to hear from Brian and David on these things. I love their wisdom, and I couldn't agree more with what Lawton just said. I've received a number of cards, and so has my family, and it's been such an encouragement. But I think what I hear from the folks that are involved in our ministry and the practice the discipleship ministry does across everything from children to young professionals, college, youth, young adults, basically to middle age. So we've got a pretty broad spectrum. And I think, as a friend of mine summed it up, it's they're eager, but also taking it seriously. Eager to get back together, but taking it seriously and knowing that, you know, lives are at risk and wanting to make sure that everything is done in good Presbyterian fashion, and that is in a decently good order. So I think that they, people are eager to get back together, but I've also been really encouraged to hear from a number of folks who are just saying, hey, God's showing me new things about myself, about himself, most importantly, and seeing people grow spiritually. Middle of this, but at the same time, as we all know, there's deep hurt going on right now. And so I think one of the best things we can be doing is what we've mentioned, which is writing cards, emails, texts, anything to let people know we're thinking of them and we're praying for each other. And I know personally in my own life, we're trying to pray through things very specifically and pray intentionally for folks and do that daily. So I've been shown in my own life the need of prayer to a number of other folks who have seen the same thing. So overall, I am just amazed at how well our people have done. I'm so grateful for our congregation's response and thankful for our leadership right now as well.
Amen. Yeah, this has really revealed for me how important prayer is. Prayer, it's easy for prayer to fall off the table. No one's checking your homework, as it were, when it comes to your prayer life. And so when so many things get on top of you that people need you and you've got something at work and you've got something at home and whatever, it's easy to allow prayer to be the thing that slides off the table. And I think that's intentional from Satan that he does that. He distracts us and busies us so that we allow our prayer lives to wilt and to wither. And in this season, I think we need to be people of prayer more than anything. And I've been greatly encouraged by the reports of prayer that I'm hearing from our Wednesday night efforts in those Zoom prayer meetings. As much as we're all tired of Zoom, I've actually heard really good things out of that, and I'm very, very encouraged. Dr. Thomas, how about you? What are you hearing?
Thank you, Josh. And great to hear David and Brian and Gabe and yourself. I'm somewhat in a different place in that I don't do well on my own. And it's made me think about widows, especially in this season. So I've been keeping a routine. So I've been coming into the office every day, and it helps me, I think, get a routine. But there are so many of our folks. I mean, we have two kinds of folks at least within our congregation right now. And there are those who are still working. So they're going to work every day. They're mixing with fellow workers and the public on a daily basis. So their life, whilst there are some changes, I mean, it hasn't changed that much. But then there are others, like my dear wife, who hasn't left the house in almost 8 weeks. And so I keep saying to her, you know, you need to experience Publix because you're in for a shock. I mean, I can describe it to you, but until you actually experience going into something that resembles a leper colony, you know, wearing a mask and people are sort of moving away from you. And then there are little scenes where somebody has moved too close and there's a kind of fracas taking place. And until you actually experience that, no amount of description, you know, will take that. So there are folks who are really experiencing loneliness and the frustration and the sense of alarm and panic and all kinds of things. And I think that, you know, reaching out to those folk is a wonderful, wonderful idea. And it's not just the pastors who are trying to reach out. I mean, everybody needs to reach out to everyone else. So if you can think of someone that you haven't spoken to in weeks, just give them a call. And every time I've called someone, I've just been bowled over by how pleased they are to hear your voice. And you know, we talk about anything and everything. And I think that is a real, real ministry just now. You know, and I would challenge anyone listening to this, make a list of 20 people that you know and that you haven't spoken to in a while, and just call them and do it on a regular basis. So that would be my sort of practical tip.
I think that's fantastic. Also, like, I would encourage people, don't just think about the vulnerable population that you may think of. Think about that too, absolutely. Those over 65, those with young children. But actually, as I've been talking to people, I've got college students who are scared to death right now, that they don't want to see people, they don't want to go around people, they're not sure what's going on. And we tend to think of college and maybe the young professionals group as people who are less at risk and therefore really pushing to get back out there, and some certainly are, but there are some that just surprise you that this really has scared them, understandably so, and they need to hear comforting voices as well. So if there's anybody in your area that, as you think, man, I would have had a 2-minute conversation with them at the coffee urn on Sunday morning, and I haven't done that in 2 months, and I don't even know where they are and how they're doing, shoot them a text or give them a call or send them a card or something. That little bit of contact really does help.
And if anyone is listening to this who feels as though they have been neglected, and it, you know, we have 3,000 members, and it's all too possible that we have neglected someone. Well, please reach out to us. I mean, call us, you know, immediately, and we'll try to fix that. But it's probably likely that we have sort of neglected someone on a membership of 3,000.
Absolutely. And if you, as somebody, reach out to someone and hear that they feel neglected, that they haven't heard from the pastoral staff, please let us know. We want to be contacting everyone and letting them know how much we care and love them and want to support them. So any feedback, it doesn't matter. We want to hear it. We want to do a good job as a staff shepherding our flock. Any final thoughts here as we begin to wrap up? All right, hearing none. Brian, would you mind closing us in prayer?
Would love to. Let's pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for your goodness and your mercy to us. We're thankful that you have spared us to a great degree the full ramifications of what this pandemic could mean. And we certainly don't take for granted that we are out of the woods just yet. But you have been so gracious and merciful to us. But Father, there are many in your flock who may be struggling, who may be lonely, who may be just wrestling with their own thoughts and their own fears and to some degree just scared. And we thank you that in those times we can call upon you. When we are afraid, as the psalmist says, we will put our trust in you. But Father, would you continue to move us as the body of Christ and as under shepherds of the flock to do whatever we can to bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. Would you help us to reach out to and listen and pray with those who may be having a hard time. And if there are any now, we do pray for them and lift them up to you. Thank you that you are our rock and our refuge and our very present help in all kinds of trouble, including loneliness and discouragement. So thank you that a bruised reed you will never break and a smoldering wick you will never snuff out, and that you are ever close to the brokenhearted. Teach us to more and more be a community of faith that cares and loves and shepherds all of its members. And would you engage us all in that process? We thank you for this time together when we can discuss these things. We love you, and we ask for your continued blessing upon us as pastors and our congregation. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brian.
Thanks, y'all. So good to hear everybody. Thank you all so much for your wisdom, encouragement to me.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. One other note that I forgot to mention, this is just for podcast listeners. The next 3 weeks, I am out doing schoolwork, so Ronnie Hull will be taking my place here. So you will hear Ronnie, our wonderful intern, come in and play host, bring a question for the pastors, and I will return in June. So just to let you all know. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.